The country's district health boards are surprised nurses have voted no to its latest pay offer. The nurses' organisation says while the DHBs made promising moves on pay, the offer contained too many ambiguities. The union's plans for strikes in August and September are now back on the table. Let's talk with Jim Green, the spokesperson for the DHBs. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
Why were you surprised?
Well, because of the work that we've put in. You know, this is the fourth offer we've made, and we've worked very carefully with NZNO and its delegates to be able to put together an offer that we thought this time would meet the requirements of nurses. The wording and all those sorts of things that was in it to make sure it was, you know, remove that ambiguity that NZNO is saying they believe is a factor. So that is why it's disappointing. Then when you put that whole package together, focusing in on the safe staffing aspects, the staffing that we need to have in place, and the undervaluation of work that hasn't been accepted. And we need to get back and today and understand why that is. Because it's quite surprising.
Yeah, we spoke to the nurses' organisation last hour on Morning Report, and a lot of it seems to be about this ambiguity. It seems to be around the safe staffing levels. Is that something that's potentially a relatively easy fix?
Well, if it was, of course, we probably wouldn't be in this situation. So, you know, as DHBs, we've worked very closely with NZNO over the last year or two in terms of putting care capacity and demand management in place and having those staffing levels set within that and the responses to that. And as part of this settlement offer, we also did some work with our directors of nursing to look at other things that we could in place, and that's part of that offer that has gone out there. And also, I think, Susie, you know, since the last negotiations, we've added another 3,000 nurses into the workforce as example of how we are actually committing to make this work with the nurses, with the organisation that represents them as well.
So you're wanting to get back around the table as soon as possible. That is presumably because you want to try to avoid any future strike action.
Well, strike action is so disruptive for the public, Susie. You know, it diverts us all to put the safety mechanisms in place to keep the public safe during that period of time when we could actually be carrying on with the agreements that we've put in place through this offer to actually make further progress than what we already have. You know, we've been rolling out CCDM across the DHBs. We've made great progress around that. And we just need to keep moving on. You know, we can't keep on going backwards and forwards in these negotiations. We need to get a settlement. And the other thing, of course, is undervaluation of work was something that has come through. And, you know, we've done a lot of work around the pay equity claim. NZNO and the PSA have been partners with us in that. They know the progress that we've made and the complications of this process. You've got to get it right, Susie. You know, this is historic undervaluation of nurses, which we've agreed exists. We've got some idea of the quantum of that because we've built that into those quite large pay rises that we've added into the deal that that was taken out to nurses.
Certainly, when talking with the nurses' organisation this morning, the pay side of things, that pay equity side of things, seems to be much less of an issue than it was. But I guess an individual nurse being paid what they are worth is one thing. But if there aren't enough of them on the roster, that doesn't actually cut it necessarily, does it? So are you going to be in a position where you can put a better package forward today so that this deal can be done?
Well, I think that's the really important thing that we do have to have that conversation today about what does the better package look like, because the package that we put out for consideration was developed in conjunction through mediation to go out there and to have an understanding, and that was checked with some of the delegates before we went out. So really we need to hone in on what it is around the package that needs further clarification. But I think if it's an issue around the commitment of DHBs to make this work, I think, you know, we've shown that, Susie. I remember 3 years ago I spoke to you on this program after the last settlement, and you questioned me about whether we would be increasing nursing staff and what the evidence of that would be. We have. We can show that we can work on this, and we really want to work with the nurses and their union to make this work this time. And we want to get into that and get a settlement so we can move forward.
Ngamihi, thank you for your time. Jim Green there, spokesperson for the DHBs regarding that potential nurses' strike and the deal that is yet to be done.